Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Their plan is plain as day. Republicans want to ban abortion in every single state, and they want to punish doctors.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington rallied fellow Democrats earlier this year following a Republican proposal to ban abortion nationwide after 15 weeks. Voters chose to protect abortion access via ballot measures in five states. Abortion rights advocates say they're planning another round of ballot measures for 2024. Special interest groups broke their record for the most ever spent on a midterm election in 2022. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says dark money has driven Congress into servitude to corporations.
In my view, any time we are not talking about this, we are losing.
The Open Secrets website reports politically connected dark money groups steered nearly $300 million from secret donors into federal elections this year. That paid for often negative campaign ads with little to no meaningful disclosure. 2022 was a record-breaking year for female gubernatorial candidates, including Arkansas Republican Governor-elect Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I like to say I think my dad's the best governor Arkansas has ever had, and I'm hoping to take that title away from him pretty soon.
12 women will serve in the office next year in three states for the first time. Maura Healey of Massachusetts and Tina Kotek of Oregon will become the first openly lesbian women ever elected governor.
T-Mocha, Grande, Double, Union Busters, we've got trouble.
Unionized Starbucks workers in New Jersey joined a nationwide strike in November, citing the company's anti-union tactics. The National Labor Relations Board reports a nearly 60% increase in the number of union elections in 2022, with unions winning three out of four. Gallup polling also shows Americans' view of unions has reached its highest point in more than half a century.
You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time.
National Education Association President Becky Pringle says public school teachers face post-pandemic learning gaps and an unprecedented mental health crisis among America's students. National assessments show historic declines in math and writing, with widespread anxiety and depression. World governments have agreed to conserve nearly a third of Earth's lands and waters as part of a broader UN effort to preserve the loss of vital plant and animal species. A landmark deal brokered at a UN biodiversity conference in Montreal arrived as roughly 1 million species, an eighth of the worldwide total, face extinction, according to the UN. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.